Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to the radio program, Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. I'm Tim Wildman with Eva Tagliano and Walker Wildman. Hey, visit our Facebook page. You know, for years, our Facebook page was dormant.
Like those cicadas that, you know, lie dormant in the soil for dormant, 17 years.
And I'm sorry about that. I mean, we put a little bit of stuff up there, but Ed and I really don't do Facebook much, so it was out of sight, out of mind. And but what happened is Walker Wildman walked into our life.
A millennial.
A millennial walked into our life and said, hey.
Who doesn't know who Tim Conway is, but right. Still.
People want to keep up with you on Facebook, and the way, and they want this information you put out accessible. And because I know there's nothing more frustrating than hear something on the radio, and then you can't find it. You don't know where to go get what they've just talked about, so it doesn't help you any because you can't use it or pass it on to your friends or whatever the case may be.
I think the last thing we had on the Today's Issues Facebook page was like pictures from my 40th birthday or something.
Yeah, and that Romney lost to Obama. So Walker has changed all that. He revolutionized Today's Issues. So
it's changed my life. I know that.
Yes. So if you'll maybe a little bit of an overstatement. if you go to the Today's Issues Facebook page, you can find all the stuff we talk about.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
All right. So before we move to our first interview, give us 120 seconds, Walker, of the polls that are coming out today on the presidential election, which, by the way, will be a week from tomorrow. And we all say, it can't come soon enough. Good night.
And then we can begin the 2020 campaign.
Right. Oh, man.
All right. So, Walker, what are the latest polls showing
here? Well, right now, which is the headline on most major news sites except the left-wing news sites, a general election poll between Trump versus Clinton, done by the LA Times and the USC Tracking. I'm assuming that's the university. Trump is ahead 4 points in a general poll across all 50 states.
Are you kidding?
This just
now
came
that's
out.
A, that's a, that's it's a staggering. National poll.
That's a national poll, right.
That's as much of a margin. He's been ahead by one or two, maybe three.
Yeah.
But that's really, I wouldn't say it's irrelevant, but it's not as relevant as how the Clinton v. Trump matchup is in the battleground states. So that's
correct.
That's more important, but go ahead.
Yeah, so we have Trump up 4 nationally, but then you head to some battleground state polls, which you said is important. You have Pennsylvania, you have Clinton up 2, which is within
up
the
two?
Margin.
Up 2? She's been up 6, 7, 8.
Well, she's up 2 now within the margin of error.
Now, what poll are you citing here? Trump poll?
Remington Research,
okay.
Yeah. This is off of Real Clear Politics. It puts
yeah,
all
that's
the
a very legitimate
site.
These are only legitimate polls.
Right.
So it appears that the email scandal news Friday that the FBI was reopening their investigation of Hillary Clinton's emails.
Yeah.
That has hurt her over the weekend.
Yeah, and listen to this. Colorado, Trump up 1. I'm sorry, Clinton up 1 in Colorado. She's been up like 5 or 6 in Colorado.
The Clinton campaign, that she may yet win still.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
she's still ahead in many of these. But they have to be, to use an expression from the 70s, freaking out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I think you're exactly right, because after the kind of their own bombshell release of that video and audio of Trump on the plane, remember, with Billy Bush, it looked like the Trump campaign
was over
finished.
For him. Yeah.
Yeah, and Hillary jumped to bigger leads in most of these key states and national polls. But now I think the Obamacare, the jump
in premiums
last week, the average jump was 25% increase. That plus this fallout from this.
And she's all
FBI.
In with Obamacare is all on the Democrats.
Right.
I mean,
not a single Republican.
So all these rate increases that are going through the roof, I guess those voters maybe who aren't committed one way or the other are saying, I hold Hillary Clinton and the Democrats responsible for Obamacare, and it's killing me. And I'm voting against them because I need this changed.
So you have that plus this new FBI probe reopened now into new revelations of emails.
And you throw in Anthony Weiner's name into the mix.
Who's being investigated for possible child porn charges.
Right.
I believe that's the scope of the investigation. They're looking at his his computer.
That's the word sordid.
Yes.
Comes along with the Clinton campaign, just as it was with the Trump campaign a few weeks ago. All right, Walker, who do we have on now?
Right now we have Jeremy Dice, senior counsel from First Liberty. He's going to talk about Dr. Walsh's lawsuit. Jeremy, thanks for coming on with us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Jeremy, thanks for being on. I'm Tim with Ed, and that was Walker. Tell us about First Liberty and what you guys do.
Well, First Liberty is the nation's largest law firm that is exclusively dedicated to religious liberty matters. That's all we do, is we defend religious liberty for all Americans at firstliberty.org.
All right, tell us about your case with Dr. Eric Walsh. For those who don't know anything about it, give us an overview.
Yeah, Dr. Walsh was an outstanding member of the field of public health. He was the city director of public health in the city of Pasadena. He served on President Bush and President Obama's presidential advisory councils on HIV and AIDS. He started a clinic, actually the first city-run or publicly funded clinic in the city of Pasadena across the state of California for HIV and AIDS patients, specifically on dental issues there in the city of Pasadena. He applied for a job in the state of Georgia to be a district health director down there, and went through three separate rounds of interviews, was clear far and away the best candidate down there, received an offer for the job, accepted that offer, and was hired by the state of Georgia. But Dr. Walsh is also a lay minister with the Seventh-day Adventist Church. And along about the end of his final interview, after they had already offered him and accepted the job, they found out that he was a preacher and asked him for copies of his sermons. And out of deference, trying to get the job, he gave them the copies of his sermons. They didn't actually wait for those to come. They went out and Googled and found some on their own. And we have the emails now of state officials in the state of Georgia dividing up Dr. Walsh's sermons and listening to them, presumably on state dime and state hours and state computers. And a day or so later, they called Dr. Walsh and to let him know that they have terminated his employment. And so we filed a complaint of religious discrimination back in April of this year, alleging that the state of Georgia fired Dr. Walsh for something that they found in those sermons, and that's illegal. So that's where we are today.
Jeremy, let me ask you this. It appears that the position of the state of Georgia is that if you believe and then preach a sermon that demonstrates the historical, biblical Christian position on things like human sexuality, marriage, family, other religions, then you are unfit to work in the public sector. I mean, that appears to be what this whole thing is saying. Am I overstating that?
No, I don't think so. And look, one more little addition to the story that you guys need to be aware of is that we're now in the middle of what we call discovery as part of the litigation process. That's where each side tries to get more evidence from the other side to be able to prove their case. And so the state of Georgia has all along been saying, oh, no, we didn't fire Dr. Walsh for something he did, for something he said in a sermon. It was something else completely unrelated. Okay, well, the discovery requests that have come from the other side now have four distinct requests. And the fourth one they've now withdrawn, but that one was last week. They asked Dr. Walsh for his sermons. They asked for his sermon notes and transcripts, going back to when he started preaching at the age of 18 and on to the present day. And so they after a really severe public outcry last week, they've finally withdrawn that one. But they still have asked for Dr. Walsh's credentials, his ministerial credentials. They've asked for contracts that the Seventh-day Adventist Church would have with him. That one is just staggering to me, that a state would be permitted to rummage around and review the contract between a religious denomination and its choice of religious leader. And then on top of all that, they've also asked to find out how much Dr. Walsh has been paid for his sermonizing. I mean, everything that they've said, that this is not about a sermon, I think it confirms clearly in the minds of everybody with a rational brain in their head that clearly This is about his sermons. This is about something that he has said. And for them to even consider his religion in the hiring process, that alone is illegal. To now ask for all this other information, that's unconstitutional.
Have you ever seen anything like this before?
You know, in all the years that we've been doing this at First Liberty, this is the grossest intrusion upon the pulpit that I've ever seen. I can't recall once when...
Houston, Texas, similar. Excuse me for interrupting you, Jeremy, but the mayor there, remember that about 2 years ago?
Yeah, it was almost exactly 2 years ago.
She wanted the sermons. Didn't she want the sermons?
Yeah, but this is about employment. I mean, obviously.
Yeah, and there was that was the city of Houston. You're right. It was a bad thing then, but that was the city, and let's chalk it up to maybe a rogue mayor there. This is now the attorney general of the state of Georgia.
Yeah.
The entire state has come against him. And look, remember where we're at here, too. The state of Georgia has been led by Governor Nathan Deal for a period of time. He has vetoed multiple pieces of legislation that would support the religious liberty of pastors. The current attorney general, that's actually his last day today in the state of Georgia. Governor Deal has handpicked his successor, and I wonder what kind of mission he's going to carry on. Is it going to be one that is going to be like Governor Deal's mission to veto legislation and to oppose efforts of preserving religious liberty?
So
he also appointed, by the way, one more thing, he also appointed the very commissioner over head of the Department of Public Health that hired and then fired Dr. Walsh. So I think we need to lay the blame here at the feet of Governor Deal and ask him to protect religious liberty.
So in the state of Georgia, is the attorney general an appointment of the governor?
It's not. It's an elected position. However, when someone resigns midway through their term, as Attorney General Olens has done here,
okay,
the governor has the right to appoint. And so he's got two more years on that term.
Okay, gotcha. Well, we will pay attention to this case. Jeremy, we hope that you'll keep us updated. Basically what you have the Attorney General of the state of Georgia demanding that your client...
this is Dr. Eric Walsh.
Dr. Eric Walsh... provide sermon notes to him for evidence that he's unfit to be employed by the state of Georgia in any capacity.
They withdrew that request late last week, after a severe outcry by the public. But
right.
What remains is a request that he provide the contracts he might have with himself and the Seventh-day Adventist denomination. They've got to prove his ministerial credentials.
Well,
and that one is shocking enough. Look, bottom line, Governor Deal in the state of Georgia...
A Republican, by the way, right?
Right, okay. And he's created an environment of hostility towards religion, whether that's religious liberty legislation or the appointment of a commissioner over the Department of Public Health, which would hire then fire this well-qualified individual, or if it's the attorney general, but he's now hand-selected to be governing this piece of litigation. It's a scary time right now for pastors across the country, but I think especially in the state of Georgia.
Don't forget that Kelvin Cochran, the chief of the
Atlanta Fire Department,
what do you call it when you're the top dog?
Well, he was
the fire chief. He was terminated. His job was terminated by the mayor of the city of Atlanta because it was learned that Chief Cochran had written a Bible study for his church where he said that homosexual marriage was illegitimate, basically, among other.
Yeah, it was a 162-page book, and he said homosexuality is a sin on just 2 pages.
Yeah,
book.
And so the mayor called him in and fired him because you can't hold that view.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a remarkable case. But think about this: we used to think that you could find sanctuary in the sanctuary, right? That the pulpit would be inviolable to the state. Now we have the state of Georgia infiltrating into the very pulpit in the pastor's study, like they're kicking down the door looking for information to be able to support their illegal deeds.
Yeah.
That's incredible to me. And for everybody listening that's not a pastor, pay attention to this too. What happens if this goes through with Dr. Walsh and they're able to review his credentials and everything else, if they're able to fire him for something he's done in the pastorate? How long will it be before the Sunday school lesson you prepare for the kindergarten Sunday school class at your church is now subject to your annual review?
Yeah.
Or maybe those sermon notes that you took on Sunday become a part of your annual review package. That is not religious liberty, and it's not freedom.
No, that's where we're headed if things don't change. That's why it matters who the judges are and who appoints the judges among other things. Thank you so much, Jeremy. We appreciate your time and your work, and God bless you.
Thank you.
That's Jeremy Dice, who's senior counsel for First Liberty. They're out of the Dallas area, and talking about a case in Georgia. Walker, do you have that on our Facebook page?
Yes, sir, up on the Facebook page.
Facebook page for today's issues has the information on the story we just got through talking about. Well, Ray Comfort's on with us now from California. Ray is a frequent guest here on American Family Radio. He's founder and president of Living Waters Publications and co-host of the Way of the Master television program. Good morning, Ray.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. I told everybody if they wanted to hear somebody who talks funny, just hang on. And well, here you are. So welcome to our program.
Listen, God talks like us. Okay.
Hey, what you got going on, brother? Want to give you an opportunity here. You're always up to something for the kingdom, and your latest, talk about your latest project.
Yeah, it's a movie called The Atheist Solution, and we say that this movie destroys atheism with one scientific question, and that sounds like it's too good to be true, but it is true, and we've made it available on YouTube a week ago, and it's already had over 400,000 views. And atheists are fuming because this pulls back the blanket, and you can see what's going on under the blanket. Atheism is just a facade. It's an excuse so that sin-loving sinners can carry on with their fornication and their adultery and their pornography and blasphemy, etc., guilt-free because they've got rid of moral responsibility to God. So, you know, we're living in perilous times. Politically, things are in chaos. The nation's in a mess, and I thank God for you guys because you are being salt. And it's so important that as Christians we realize we've got to be salt in the community and hold back the rot. But we mustn't forget about the light. The church is a lighthouse in a storm. This is a dark and stormy night, and there are rocks ahead of our nation. And so what we're doing with this movie is saying this is how you can get the gospel of the unsaved. If we think we can be saved solely by politics and not by the gospel, we're putting the train before the carriage. What we're going to do, the train before the carriage. What we're going to do is put the train of the gospel first, and in the gospel comes righteousness. When I became a Christian, in one moment of time, I became pro-life, pro-marriage, one man, one woman, anti-adultery, anti-fornication, anti-pornography, because God gave me a new heart. And that's what America needs, and that's why it's so important to get a film like The Atheist Solution and share it with your friends. Our YouTube channel has had over 40 million views. And so this is a means of getting the gospel that's unprecedented into the hands of the ungodly, and we so need it at this time.
Did you say train before the carriage?
Yeah, that's down under. I'm
I think it's a horse before the carriage.
Horse. You guys are still with horses and cows.
I've never heard that. I've never heard a train before the carriage, but anyway, I've never heard anybody that talks quite like you either. But anyway,
and even though
Tim, I love your accent. It really is neat. It reminds me of the Andy Griffith Show. And I
really love that. Hey, let me ask you this, Ray. It seems to me, atheism and agnosticism. Atheism is somebody who categorically denies the existence of God or a supreme being. So they believe agnostic is someone who will say, "I don't know whether there's a God or not. I'm open to the proof being put before me that is, but I can't talk to him. Can't see an interview with him on TV, so I don't know." Is that person who is an agnostic, are they an honest agnostic, I guess you could say, are they easier to reach than a hardcore atheist?
Absolutely. An atheist is someone who pretends God doesn't exist. He believes the scientific impossibility that nothing created everything. An agnostic is someone who looks at a building and doesn't know if there was a builder. The word agnostic comes from the word ignoramus. And that's actually what that means. It's very ignorant and ignoramus to look at a painting and not know if there was a painter, to look at a building and not know if there was a builder, to look at creation and not know if there's a creator. Every single one of us has been given light by God. We inherently know that God exists. But some people think if they pretend he doesn't or just ignore him, that they won't feel guilty for their sins. And so what we do is, instead of trying to prove God exists, that's not our main objective, we bring out evidence that God does exist to confirm what they already know. But our objective is to show them they're in terrible danger, that hell is a reality, that God's appointed a day in which he'll judge the world in righteousness, and they need a Savior if they want to hold on to their precious life. Now, Tim, can I give the address where people can watch the movie free of charge?
Yes.
It's atheistmovie.com. Atheistmovie.com. And Tim, if you repeat that in English so people could understand.
All right,
what I'm
people,
saying.
I'm about to interpret there what our good buddy Ray said. It's what did you say, Ray?
Atheistmovie.com.
Yeah. I'm going to stretch it out to about 60 seconds here. You ready? Atheistmovie.com. To interpret on a more serious note, that is a great Ray and his team. They're always looking for new ways to reach people for Christ, and they especially have a heart for people who are just flat unbelievers or who are hostile to the idea of God. And we want you to take advantage of what Living Waters, the Ray Comforts Ministry, has done here, their latest project. You give it, and if it needs any interpretation, I'll give it again. Go ahead, Ray.
Atheistmovie.com, and I would like to say that this movie won't convince a diehard fundamentalist atheist who's got his heart set on staying in a sense that there are millions of young people, especially teenagers and university students, who are being fooled by the lies of atheism, and this would be good for a family to get and watch together.
Yeah.
And also, you're talking about the fiasco that's going on of lawsuits and people wanting to see pastors' notes. I think one of the catalysts causing this is an atheistic society called Freedom from Religion Foundation, who make it their aim to intimidate and threaten to sue Christians if they mention the things of God anywhere. And
yeah.
So it's made so much of America paranoid they're going to end up in court. They don't stand up against Christianity, and it's something has to be stopped. And that's why this movie is so important.
Hey, Ray, thanks for being on with us. Appreciate it. God bless you and your team there. And just keep on keeping on, brother.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
We got it. We
Ray
got
play,
it.
Ray can
all right.
Atheistmovie.com if you want to watch this film.
Our thanks to Ray for being on with us. Hey, wanted to mention that tomorrow, from 5 to 6 o'clock Central Time.
Tomorrow, late afternoon, evening.
Yes, tomorrow p.m.
Right.
We're going to be here, and what are we going to be doing here?
Well, it's going to be what we're calling a Pray and Vote Special, and Franklin Graham is going to be on. We're going to have Todd Starnes on and several others, and we're going to be talking about the importance of this election and encouraging people to make sure they vote. We're also going to be praying for the country, and this is and of course, we're not alone in doing that. I think a lot of Christians, a lot of Christian organizations realize our country is at a crossroads, and this could determine the future of, I wouldn't say could, it will determine the future of our country. So that is going to be on AFR. It's going to be on all our radio platforms, and people can watch it. They can live stream it at AFR.net and also AFAaction.net.
Yeah. Folks, let's pick up the prayers this week for our country. As Ed said, a lot of people are engaging in prayer and fasting. Amidst all the political talk out there and the sordid stories that we have to talk about that we don't want to, there's a big decision ahead of us as a country on which direction we want to take, especially with the Supreme Court, for example. But we'll talk more, and the pro-life cause, we'll talk more about that. But just want to encourage you to pray. We'll see you back here tomorrow.